Now for myself, I feel like apologizing to you for any inconvenience in having you come to another Mass, crowding together, trying to find parking. But I cannot apologize for making it inconvenient, for making it harder. If nothing else, with Pope John Paul II, here at St. Francis, we don't want one family to fall through a crack and somehow miss the concept that we're entering into a jubilee year and we've been told to prepare. If nothing else, every member of our parish will know something is happening, something about jubilee in 2000. And if somebody ever says, did your church do anything in preparation? Maybe they're not here today, but they'll know at least, yeah, there was that Sunday. We didn't go to Mass because our regular time wasn't scheduled. Yeah, they're doing something. But you people will know. And we'll join with our Holy Father in preparing, because he promises a springtime, which means the same graces and power and blessings when Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, just as a little baby. It was just something very, very small, like a blossom that just breaking forth. And he changed the face of the earth. And he promises that it's going to happen again with the new millennium. If we prepare, if we get ready, if we listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and obey, your family will be so blessed. You who are going through hell right now, open your hearts to the grace and the conversions and the love that God has poured forth. And once again, you will live in peace, in harmony, in communication, in love. Let not one family fall through the crack and not prepare. You can already tell the springtime is coming. Just like it's springtime, you know when it's coming. Even the bark of the trees, they begin to turn green before there's any leaf. Something is moving. There's something in the air. You can hear the first chirping of the birds. The crocuses are beginning to break through. We see it. We see it in such a wonderful way. A springtime that's coming. When I meet young people today, teenagers, I do apologize for the world that we're leaving them, in the mess that it's in. The world is exploding in every part of the world. Somebody said naively yesterday, I wonder if we're doing something wrong. But when it comes to the church, I don't have to apologize. We're giving to our young people today a church which is more Spirit-filled, more conscious of the Word of God, and a greater love for that Word than we have ever seen in our lifetime, even if we grew up during the tranquil years of the 50s. The church today is alive and vibrant. Open your eyes and see what's happening. Where evil expounds, yes, it's here. But grace all the more. When did we ever in our lifetime have the numbers of mothers who remain home raising their children and even homeschooling? Or where could we find a school like St. Francis Xavier? People are sharing. They walk into the school and they can experience the Holy Spirit, the love of God, what's being given to your children day after day. Do you know a wonderful sign of something is happening? I can't get ready for Mass and come over here, but I don't find a number of you saying, "Father, absolution. I have sinned. I want to go into that church right with God. Give me absolution, please, so that I can receive the Eucharist." We never had this years before. We never had people coming up and receiving a blessing because they know that they have fallen seriously. Why, there was a time not long ago, everybody in church received Holy Communion. Don't tell me everybody is in the state of grace. There's an awakening today that is so beautiful. And you can hardly go to confession today, whether it's Monday or Friday or Saturday, without finding a lineup. Confession is a tremendous sign of growth. That's where it starts, in a garden where you pull out the weeds so the seed can grow. There were times that people would go for months without confession, without thinking, "What did I do wrong? How could I be at fault in anything in this family or this marriage?" There's a springtime coming with people meeting every week in cell groups, sharing their faith, studying the Word of God, perpetual adoration all hours of the night and day, when people are so busy, but not too busy for God. Every single Mass, you come with something for the poor. Not just a token, but families are fed by people of God. I was at Joseph and Mary McKellar's reception last night and sitting with a Vietnamese family. I'm talking to this young boy. He says, 6 years ago I was in Vietnam. Our father was in jail because he fought with the Americans. Mother was trying to keep us together. It was one day we had absolutely nothing to eat. And so she went out and cut the limbs off the trees. And that was our supper. Each one of us got deathly sick. I said, that was 6 years ago. I was here at St. Francis. I was eating and drinking and marrying and baptizing. And it's going on today all over the world. But we meet them now face to face and hear the stories of atrocities that are going on. And the people come up humbly day after day. Can I help? It's not much, but it's what we have. And families are fed because of your love and your generosity. There's a springtime coming. A family friend from years ago, I remember the name, I can't put a face with it, but they called and they said Ashley was in a terrible, terrible accident. And it was so strange, I thought, well, what Saint Ashley would we pray to? We're getting away from our Ashleys and crystals and chandeliers, and now we have Simon of Cyrene, Catherine Siena, and the Egglers have their new baby, Angela Marici. Pray for us. We believe in the communion of saints. God has given you an angel. And with mom and dad has given you a saint to walk with you and to help you, to watch over you. How many times a year do our young people sacrificing Christmas? In the hottest times of the year, go down to one of the poorest areas in the world, Juarez, Mexico, and serve and give. And this week I go with one of our own families to Brazil, to a leper colony, to check out the school that they built, that takes care of the little children who cannot enter into school because they lived in the forest. And they never knew how to count, much less their alphabet. They don't even know their colors. And so they don't let them come to school. And so a special school has been built by you people to get them ready so that they can get into the education system of Manaus, Brazil. The Spirit of God is moving. And so the Lord speaks to us and says, John came in a way of righteousness. And his name is John Paul. And he speaks to you. You did not listen. He calls you to a life of sacrifice, fasting, prayer. Speaks of indulgence, and people laugh at him, and they do not listen. Countless won't even know what Jubilee means, know nothing about a door. And Jesus speaks to you today. Look around those who have heard John and believed in him and changed their lives. Did you too turn to a life of prayer? Teach by example a life of generosity and care for the poor. Are you concerned first about the kingdom of God? Georgia meets me at the door today. Oh, the Spirit is moving. She said, my husband went to the Lord on the day of preparation for Jubilee. Imagine the privilege. You don't know what I've gone through with people who, in their bereavement, have cursed God and angry at Him for taking a loved one. And today I hear, praise God, my spouse, my dad, grandpa went to the Lord. There's something happening with God's people. And it's just the beginning. It's not even the springtime yet. And it's going to happen to you as you continue to prepare. Tonight we have Father Grishel coming, which will be one of the great preparations for the Jubilee. And there will be many of them throughout the year. Prepare. Get involved. Don't let Jesus speak to you of the tax collectors and the prostitutes. Listened, and they reformed their lives. And still after that, you did not believe. Let that spirit of faith grow in your family. Oh, I wish each and every one of you could have been with us yesterday at Joseph and Mary's wedding. Joseph and Mary, stand up. Joseph Miller, Valpas McKellar. Congratulations. That's your goal, to raise children who love God and put Him first. It was a Spirit-filled wedding, as all of your weddings are, when Jesus Christ is invited first. It's exactly like, but a billion times better than Cana, Galilee, when He changed the water into wine. And Jesus walked the aisle. Two beautiful families who gave their children to Him. Open your hearts. Don't let one of your children fall through the crack. Fall on your face before God and say, Lord, help our family. Help us. There's no one who comes to me whom I will ever reject. John 6:37. Let there be a springtime in your life. I guarantee you, for the word has come from God to our Holy Father Pope John Paul II, the graces and the blessings of God will be showered upon you. Prepare now for the opening of that door that He may come through. Please stand.